It's 93.1 The Border and The Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. If you want to come out for some old-time country western music, there's nobody better than The Fugitives, and they are on a dance band tour for the next few days here in our neck of the woods. They're going to be performing in Rainy River tonight, Emo tomorrow evening, and then on Saturday night, they're going to be in Fort Francis. They're playing a circuit of our legions, and on the phone with us, we have one of the members of The Fugitives, Ken Lodge, to talk about their music, their travels, and what people can expect from their live show. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and I truly appreciate your time. Can you talk a little bit about the history of the band, how long you've been together, what kind of music you make?
We play old-time and country and western. We do old-time waltzes, foxtrots, two-steps, sertiches. We do country and western songs done by Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Don Williams, Charlie Pride, a few of the newer ones. We have a fiddle player in our band, a good one, Larry Martineau from Winnipeg. We have Ruth McCauley on rhythm guitar. We have Diane Lodge on bass and sings. Ruth also sings, and I guess I'm the one that tries to be the drummer. We've done a lot of traveling. We like traveling. We just come home from BC. We were out there for a month last winter in February. Not bragging or complaining, we played five times down for the Polka Fest in Vegas. Last October, we went to the Maritimes and took people with us. That's one of the things that we do, is we hire a big bus, and we can take about 56 people on a bus, and they go with us, and they sightsee and do the dancing. Whatever we do, they're almost part of the band, but instead of being on stage, they're dancing if they want to, or they can just listen to the music. We're also doing an old-time waltz that was actually wrote down. Andy DeJarlis used to travel through your country, and he wrote an old-time waltz called Rainy River Waltz, and we're going to be doing that in Rainy River, maybe the next night in Emo or Fort Francis also. Anybody wants to come and dance or just listen to the music, we try to keep it at a good volume to listen to, and we think it's really good dance music.
And it sounds to me like part of your passion with a band like The Fugitives is to keep some of this music alive and maybe introduce it to some new audiences, as well as playing some of the old favorites for the crowd that knows it and loves it and wants to dance to it. Is a part of it just continuing to play some of the music that you don't necessarily find played live all that much anymore?
That's right. Our fiddle player is a matey fiddle player, which is great, and we played about a couple of weeks ago at the Brandon Winter Fair, and we had two jiggers that came and played from the Ashram Stompers. They came and danced for us, and they did a demonstration of jigging, and it was unbelievable to watch that, and that really went over, and they definitely got us on the roster for next year.
I think that's another example of music can bring people together and make connections that you wouldn't necessarily think would be there, and it sounds like this was a wonderful event for something like that.
Really brings back the history of what used to happen years ago. Our fiddle players, his father played, his grandfather played, his great-grandfather played on both sides. In early years, they played with the fiddle in his feet on a piece of wood, keep the time. And Larry tells the story, if his grandpa wasn't at the dance, there was no dance. Really brings back our history of what Canada was all about.
It's such a wonderful thing that you're doing, keeping some of this musical tradition alive, and again, playing some music that you won't necessarily find at a live event or a concert as much these days. It's the Fugitives Dance Band coming through Northwestern Ontario. They'll be in Rainy River, as I said, tonight. They'll be in Emo tomorrow night, and they're going to be in Fort Francis on Saturday. And you can get your tickets. They're just $15. We've got a poster listed on our website, and there are phone numbers that are associated with each event. Give them a call. Make sure you get your tickets. You do not want to miss the Fugitives Dance Band.
Whoever's there, we appreciate it. I know they'll have a good time if they come. That's what it's all about, listening to some good old music and having a good time.
And I am certain that you are not going to have any trouble having some people in the audience that will want to get up and dance.
They usually always get up. That brings back a lot of memories to a lot of people. And, you know, we also have a couple that come with us that give dance lessons. And if anybody wants to take a lesson or two, they'd be willing to help them. They teach the old-time waltz, the foxtrot, the two-step, the shatiche, and lots of different patterns that we do to some of the country and western songs. So it's a great way to come, and if you never had the opportunity to learn or want to learn, you can get it at these dances.
Once again, Ken Lodge from the Fugitives Dance Band. They're on a tour of Northwestern Ontario at our Legions again. Brainy River tonight, Emo tomorrow night, and then Fort Francis on Saturday. Get more information about tickets and how to get your hands on them in a poster through our website at 931theborder.ca. Just give our events tab a click. We can't wait to have you, and we're looking forward to all of these shows, and appreciate your time today.
Thank you so very, very much.